Des sports, Harrison Ashu. Good morning.
Good morning. This 7:30 AM sports news with Harrison Ashu Tiku. First, the lone headline. The senior men's basketball team of Cameroon will play against Latvia in the semi-finals of the Olympic qualifying tournament on Saturday. The news in full. The Basketball Lions will play against Latvia, the host country of the Olympic qualifying tournament on Saturday. Alfred Aboya and his boys stunned Brazil in their second Group B match yesterday by 77-74 to qualify for the semis for the first time in the Olympic qualifying tournament. Basketball expert Yves Chala says Jordan Bayeya and his teammates made history, and it is a good sign going into the match on Saturday in Riga, the capital city of Latvia, against the hosts.
Cameroon is the only African team to get a win in that tournament, and of course the only African team to get a qualification for the semi-finals. And for Cameroon himself, it is a historical performance because it is our first win in the TQO, so we have to see that the most important thing is the win.
In football, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon have been drawn in Pool J for the qualifiers for 2025 AFCON to take place in Morocco. Ben Collins Nuebaro has details of their group opponents.
With newfound confidence and entertaining play style, coach Mark Brice and team will have to fly past Namibia, Zimbabwe and Kenya in Group J to qualify for their 22nd Africa Cup of Nations. The five times African champions, Cameroon, may be considered as giants in Group J. But make no mistake with the brave warriors of Namibia, who were eliminated during the last Continental Soccer Showpiece in Cote d'Ivoire at the 8th finals. Namibia, ranked 97 by FIFA, will be battling to grab her third ticket to the final phase of the Africa Cup of Nations. The Harambee Stars of Kenya is another side Cameroon will have to deal with. With seven participations, Kenya, that missed the last Africa Cup of Nations due to suspension, we want to correct every mistake of the past. The Warriors of Zimbabwe, ranked 129 by FIFA, have never gone past the group stage in their previous five appearances at the Africa Cup of Nations. Coach Jairos Tapera and team that missed the last competition in Cote d'Ivoire will surely be motivated to bounce back.
And the four matches of the National Handball Championship will be played this weekend on handball courts across the country. On Saturday, three matches are programmed in the University of Yaoundé 1. FAB Women's will play Soleil Levant in a delayed day 2 match at 10 a.m. After the match, Takers Ladies will be hoping for a fourth victory against Dynamic of Bokito. At 1 p.m., Spartiad Men's team will take on Fans. Renaissance of Douala will host UB Men's team at the same time in Douala. In the University of Boya, UB Women's team will entertain HB of Douala in the first match at 10 a.m. After the encounter, Veto Boya men's team will play against Soleil Levant. On Sunday in Obala, Tigres of Bachanga will play against Soleil Levant. Over in the University of Yaoundé 1, FAB and Fans will lock on in a women's derby. After the match at 10 a.m., Friendship men's team will host FAB men in another Yaoundé derby. The president of the Cameroon National Olympic and Sports Committee, Hamad Kalkaba Mabum, has called on the president of the Cameroon Horse Racing Federation, Dr. Kamsulum Abba Kabi, to intensify efforts to promote the discipline in the country. Hamad Kalkaba Mabum was speaking yesterday after congratulating the horse riders who won 29 medals for Cameroon in two international horse racing competitions which took place in Marwa this year. Cameroon emerged as champions in the two events that saw the participation of horse riders from Cameroon, Nigeria, Niger, and Chad. And when, with this sad note, the family, friends, and fans of former coach of the Indomitable Lions, Jean-Pierre Sadi, yesterday began paying their last respect to the tactician who died on the 30th of May, 2024. The Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Baga, during a pontifical mass in Our Lady of Victory Cathedral in Yaoundé, described the tactician as a tactician who helped Cameroon to win gold medal in the 1991 African Games in Egypt and three-time world champion in Montego Junior category, as a man who lived a fulfilled life in service of his people. His mortal remains will be laid to rest on Saturday in his native Yoko village in the Central Region. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 AM sports news read by Harrison Ashutiku.